Fight podcast. I am Danielle Riendo, and I am on vacation right now as you're hearing this. Therefore, we have time traveled.
Paint a picture for me of your vacation life, though. Like, I want to see. I want to see it.
Yeah. So I am in, hopefully, in the mountains of New Hampshire, doing cool hikes and socially distant hikes, of course. Possibly with my dog, who I just got a baby Bjorn for the small dog, so that if she gets tired, I can just carry her on my chest and run around and be like, "Bixby, look at the pretty mountain." And that's me. That's what kind of pet parent I am. And then also probably playing a lot of games on my Nintendo Switch, including maybe those Mario 3D games that I loved dearly as a young one. So I'm hopefully doing both of those things. I might be working on a screenplay. Because, you know, sometimes you go up to the mountains, you get inspired to write about haunted lakes and shit like that. So,
nice. Yeah, that's I love haunted lakes.
I mean, yeah, that's one I've really been working scary. On since 2014 is about so a haunted scary. Lake. Yeah.
I don't want a whole lake to be haunted.
Yeah. It's not the lake per se. It's like the lake house. There's a whole thing. Okay. It's a gay ghost story. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But as you can tell, I am here with my friend and co-host, LB Hunktears. LB, you are the wrestling expert here in these parts. Thank you for joining me on my time travel bonus episode.
I am thrilled to be here, as always, and excited to know what we're going to do today, because it's going to be a little something different, right?
Yeah, we're doing something fun. So normally, of course, we talk about MMA and pro wrestling. We each bring one of those things to the table. But because this is a shorter bonus episode this week, and of course, we're keeping the numbers, because, you know, sometimes the numbers do funny things, and I don't like when numbers do funny things. That scares me as a person who's bad at math. So we're keeping the normal thing, but we're going to do a little special activity today. LB, do you want to go first, or do you want me to schedule your fun activity first? It's up to you. You get to choose.
I see, since you're the one who knows what both things are, and I don't know what my activity is. Yeah. So I'm actually going to trust you to choose, because I don't have all the information.
Okay. In that case, let's do your activity first, and then we will do your, the activity I have set for you. Why don't we do that first, and then... Okay. We'll do the activity you have set for both of us. How does that sound?
Great. Sounds great.
All right. So, LB, I don't know if you knew this, but a few times I've done a special bonus episode of East Coast Office Hours. And I have prepared just looked on the internet for a fun quiz that we can take. A fun quiz that may or may not be probably made for children, but it's fine. Now, I found this wonderful quiz from a website called PlayBuzz. That's called "What Fighter Are You?"
And I'm so excited.
The subtext here says,
"This is my second quiz this week."
Oh, I'm so happy about that. In a city, okay, you'll never know if you can ever swing a sword. So take this quiz, and you will find out if you could be a warrior, a ninja, or something else.
I'm so excited. Right, okay, let's do it.
I have several questions for you, and I want you to answer as honestly as possible, so that we can get the most realistic result in this incredible quiz. So are you ready for this? I've taken it myself just to make sure there was nothing absolutely wild in
it. What did you get? Or are you going to wait until I get my result to tell me your result?
Oh, I'm going to wait till you get yours.
Okay. Let's do it. Right. I'm so excited.
Oh, me too. All right. The first question out of nine. It looks like we got nine questions here. So prepare yourself for nine questions.
Okay.
Where would you like to live? And the options are... mansion, mountains, castle, countryside, island, or forest.
Fuck. Okay, mansion is the first option. I'm assuming that's a city mansion.
It looks like it's cut so close. I mean, there's like, you know.
Oh, there's pictures. So it's like, is it like a McMansion type suburban mansion?
It's a little hard to tell, to be honest with you. It's cut so close. It's like all you can see is a little bit of sky and only part of this mansion. It's really hard to tell the context of the rest of the mansion. But I guess like platonic ideal of mansion of whatever that means for you probably is best here.
Okay. What's the second option?
Mountains.
Mountains. See, I get altitude sickness. That's going to be a problem. So that's going to be a no on the mountains. What's the third option?
Castle.
Okay. Seems like
now that one does have a creepy background, but again, probably platonic ideal is best.
I love a castle though. Okay, yeah. What's the next option?
Countryside.
countryside. I'm imagining kind of like a rural thing. Like I could drive down the road to a farm, get some fresh produce, go home to my like little cottage.
Yeah.
That's really cute. I really like that, but I don't know if I can get a pizza delivered. That worries me. What's the next option?
Right. Island.
Definitely, like, deserted island, definitely can't get a pizza there, so no.
Right, right, right. Well, again, it's I think it's kind of how you want to interpret it, okay. But yeah, that's totally fair. And the last one is
forest. I take
this
stuff really seriously.
Yeah, forest. Oh, no, it's good.
I think I'm going to go countryside.
Excellent.
I really
excellent
like that
choice.
Farm fantasy. Like, I would really, really go for, like, some fresh strawberries, you know?
Oh, fuck
And that's
yeah.
something I can do in the countryside.
Oh, I love that. Okay, that's excellent. All right, let's put that in. Okay. We've got countryside. What type of clothes would you like to wear? Now, here are our options.
Okay.
Casual wear.
Okay.
Grand clothing. Formal wear. And that looks like modern formal wear there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Next option is heavy armor. The next option is dark clothing. And there's like a hooded, mysterious figure with the rain. Right. And then the last option is anything. And there's like a stuffed closet.
I think I want to do anything. I want to have like a lot. I like have to have a lot of variety.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, all right. Like I want to be able to do the e-boy thing. I want to be able to do like, you know, like it's kind of a 70s vibe. I like a caftan. Yeah.
You got to keep your options open. I
really do. Yeah. I'm a complex human being and I need my sartorial choices to reflect that.
Yeah. I respect that completely. Our next question is, what animal describes you best?
Okay.
Number one, snake attacker.
No.
Number two, tiger fierce.
No.
Number three, eagle dangerous.
Absolutely not.
Number four, wolf brave.
Nope.
Number five, fox cunning.
Is there another option?
And number six is jaguar strong.
Fuck. None of these describe me. I was hoping there'd be a bear.
Ah, yes, yes. Some no bears on this. The wolf is probably the closest thing to a bear on this.
I'm not a wolf at all. I have to go, I guess, go with tiger.
Tiger fierce.
The biggest one of all those. So
excellent. Excellent. Okay.
How come the next bear one in there?
What's that? Sorry.
Come on, quiz maker. Bear's like one of the standard animals.
It's a standard am. And
Stan am.
All right. The next one says choose a natural disaster. And this is the only one that seemed like a little, this isn't great. But it's just saying to choose a natural disaster. So don't want to take this one flippantly. It's just this was on this quiz.
For sure.
There is a choice of,
is earthquake on there? Because it's earthquake.
What's that?
Is earthquake on there? Because
yes,
my answer is going to be earthquake.
Yes. Okay. Want to just go with that? Okay.
That's great. Well, I mean, like, I guess tell me what all of them are, but obviously I'm like from Southern California. Like,
you know what
I'm
to earthquake. Do. Yeah you know what earthquake. To do in an earthquake. We've got tsunami, volcanic eruption, tornado, earthquake, and storm.
Yeah, no, I'm earthquake.
Okay.
Like, I have regional pride. I'm earthquake.
Gotcha. Respect. Okay. And then we have, which of these is most important to you?
Okay.
Stealth, revenge, intelligence, blood, or heroism?
Wow. Self-intelligence. Stealth, intelligence, blood, and heroism? No, I'm going over the
answers again. Oh, sorry. Stealth, revenge.
Revenge.
Intelligence, blood. Or heroism?
Like, for me as a person, what's the most important?
Remember, this is also going to be like you as a fighter. You're fighting, also me as a fighter. Your fighting style, you know.
It's probably intelligence.
All right. Next question.
This is a hard quiz.
Yeah, this one's tough. It's really going places. Jordan just said, can't get far without blood. I mean, you're not wrong.
That's true.
We've got a really intense question next. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
What is your battle strategy? Here are your options. Stay out of the battle and secretly kill the leader. Two, you fight the leader while the rest fight the others. Three, There will be no battle, just a fight between me and my victim. 4, use a hidden weapon, which you will reveal after everyone is tired out. 5, there will be no battle. I am the one to kill their leader and end this.
So, okay. Yeah. I'm trying to think about, like, times I've been in situations with that are battles.
Yeah.
And kind of my main reference point was in high school when I had all these friends who were dudes who loved to go play Counter-Strike at the internet cafe,
okay.
which I hated.
Okay.
I hated Counter-Strike. But I would go play with them because they were my friends and, like, we were doing that on the way to do something else. And my strategy was always to find the bathroom on the map and just stay in there until someone opened the door and then I would shoot them. So I think it's the first one.
Yeah, that I think that's the closest. Yeah.
To the point that they all, like, they would have to find maps with no bathrooms for me to hide in. But, like, that was a really good strategy.
Yeah, no, that's
and they incredible. Said it was cheap, but I thought it was, like, very clever.
Cheap or brilliant?
Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible. Incredible. Thank you.
Maybe don't tell me we're gonna fucking, like, watch a bunch of Cassavetes movies when you actually just want to go play Counter-Strike, assholes.
That's how you get revenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jordan says LB was playing PUBG years before anybody else.
I is that what you accurate. Do in PUBG?
That's accurate. That's
is
a thing.
Is that what you do in PUBG?
That's a strategy.
You hide in the bathroom?
I didn't play much PUBG, but I watched a lot.
Nice. Nice.
LB, I've got a really personal question here.
Of course. I'll try and give you a personal answer.
Do you believe in magic? And there are 3 different answers, believe it or not.
Okay.
1, there is no magic, but the magic within our hearts is always there. 2,
that's cute.
Magic exists. 3, magic doesn't exist. When you want something, you'll have to reach out.
Magic exists.
It exists. Okay, great. Yes. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Okay. All right, we're on 8 out of 9 here. Are you ready this one?
But I also love that the third answer implies that not only does magic not exist, the magic in our hearts also doesn't exist.
You need to reach out to others. Like, teamwork is the only thing that exists in that paradigm, I feel like. You know?
I mean, I do believe in teamwork, but I also believe in magic.
I think that's beautiful. I'm learning so much today. Thank you, LB.
Okay, next question. I'm so excited to find out what kind of fighter I'm going to be.
Oh, yeah. This is really going places. What do you think is most essential for a fighter? And now the options here are teamwork, the strategy, weaponry, fighting skills, and intelligence.
I'm going to go with strategy because all those other things can, like, fall under strategy.
Sure, sure, sure. Good, good call, good call. All right, last question. This is a tough one. I'm not going to lie. They really saved a tough one for the end here. Choose a mythical creature.
Hell yeah.
Your options are manticore.
Okay.
Phoenix.
Okay.
Griffin. Dragon. Or thunderbird. All of them are flying mythical creatures, by the way.
Right. And I wouldn't be a flying mythical creature if I was one. What do manticores look like again?
So they have, like, the big wings of a bat and, like, the lion body.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm a manticore. Those are sick.
I think it's a lion body. It looks pretty lion-y.
Yeah. I'm a manticore for sure. This is so cool.
Yeah, there we go. Jordan put one in. Yeah, it has, like, a human face, though. You're right. It's, like, human face, but lion.
It's cool as fuck.
It's pretty fucking cool. Yeah, they've got a lot of spikes and shit. So, yeah. All right, manticore. Okay, LB, it's calculating. It's calculating your result.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so... Oh, my God, LB.
What'd I get?
I'm so excited for you.
What'd I get?
You got ninja.
Yes! Oh, my God, so cool.
Here's what it's telling you. You are the ninja. You love to stay in secrecy at all times.
That's me.
You trust only your fellow ninjas and send away anyone who tries to come near you and your friends. You want your friends. You want your friends and to live in peace.
I do want my friends and also to live in peace. That's true. I love having friends and peace.
And you want to kick out anyone who tries to take anything from you. You care a lot for your little family and you protect them with your life.
I do all of those things. It's such a good quiz.
It's a great quiz.
So what'd you get?
God, what did I get? All right, I'll do it super quick. I already did it, but, like, I'll do it super quick just to get the results again. So for the first one, I choose island. Nice. For the second one, type of clothes, it's casual wear. You know me.
Yeah.
Animal describes you best. I forget what I said the first time. I might have said wolf brave. Let's go with it. Wolf brave.
Yeah, you're pretty brave.
Choose a natural disaster. I think I picked storm just because it's like...
I can see that for you.
We get storm. A lot of storms, you know?
Yeah.
What's most important to you? Stealth, revenge, intelligence, blood, and heroism. I picked heroism. What's your battle strategy? This one, I forget what I said. I think I said there will be no battle, just a fight between me and my victim. But that actually sounds really bad and I don't want it anymore. So I'll fight the leader while the rest fight the others. Do I believe in magic? I'm going to say no magic, but magic in our hearts. That's cute. What do you think is most essential for a fighter? I think I said fighting skills. Then mythical creature. I went with, what did I go with? I think Griffin. Went with Griffin. And then I got, calculating my results. Oh, I just got ninja too.
Nice.
That's weird. Two ninjas.
But we only care
else.
For our fellow ninjas, though.
I got something else the first time, but it's fine. I made one difference there. I think I changed it from like one of the other. God. Anyway, I'm so glad that we're ninjas. We're ninjas together, LB. This is beautiful.
I don't think we're very stealthy at all, though. Like, having a podcast is not very stealthy.
Yeah, it's kind of the opposite of stealth, isn't it? Like, yeah. It's being loud and being like, wow, look at what I do. Listen to my podcast, which is a thing
I guess,
do. Yeah.
We don't do this as our fighting style, though. This is like our cover by day. And by night, we're ninjas. So people will be like, no way Danielle and Elby are ninjas. They have podcasts. Ninjas don't have podcasts. But in fact, that's just our cover. And in real life, we are very stealthy indeed.
It's honestly true.
I'm so not stealthy. I'm the least stealthy person. I'm so clumsy. I get caught. Like sometimes my pant loops will get just caught on a doorknob and I'll like... like keep walking because I won't realize it and I'll almost like pull the door off its hinges. It's terrible. I'd be the worst ninja. But I feel like spiritually at that all those things they said about ninjas do apply to me. So
yeah.
I do love 100%. My little family.
I don't feel like my fighting style is very ninja-y. I feel like I'm a very obvious fighter and that's my problem. Like I feel like the things I do are so obvious. Like, I'll go for the arm bar. But I have gotten better. So maybe it's just my true self is emerging after, 3.5 years of training that, like, I'm learning to be stealthy and tricky. And, like, this will be my true self as I go on in life. You know what I mean?
Right. But, I mean, you realize where you need to grow and change. And that's part of the reasons why you answered, like, that you think these things are important because they're important for you to learn.
100%. Yeah.
So for you, I think the quiz was not like, what fighter are you, but what fighter do you need to learn from?
Yes. Yes, I agree. I agree. Thank you, LB. Yeah. That was beautiful. Thank you for this fun activity. I know you have one for both of us as well.
I do. Yeah. Let's pop this link in the chat so you can travel to it. So for you, listener, what we are doing now is recording a live commentary of last week on FanFight. I mentioned the Running Up That Hill Placebo Shawn Michaels Undertaker promo. And while Danielle and I were talking about fan vids, and I said this is, I think, one of my favorite fan vids of all time. And it's not a fan vid. It's an official video package for WrestleMania.
I love it.
So for today, we are going to record a live commentary of Danielle's watching this for the first time.
Excellent.
So if you want to watch that, if you want to have it playing, I don't know how to sync that up, but...
We just have it at zero and then you call play and I'll hit play at that moment.
And then when I hit play, listeners, you hit play too.
All right.
It's the one on YouTube that's uploaded by Kyle Mew.
I'm ready.
Great. The very official one. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Let's do it. Okay. 3, 2, 1, play.
Okay, we got oh wow, look at these angles.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. I love the sound design.
It's really good. I mean, this is official real shit.
I love
this. This was a professionally made.
This is a fan cam.
He's got here, a here it comes. Okay. You can hear it coming in. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Right?
That cut on doesn't hurt me. Oh, my God.
And, like, the little, like, the film effect on there?
Yeah. Oh, he's throwing out the challenge, LB!
I've watched this so many times.
These cuts, these zooms.
Da, 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 da. Make a deal with God.
Oh, placebo. Get him to swap our
places. Like, yeah,
they're gonna have sex! Oh, the look away. Oh, the zooms.
The, like, the use of black and white, the use of the, like, film grain.
The past and the present is coming together in this moment. Oh, my God.
I've never watched a Shawn Michaels match. I've only watched this promo video over and over and over again.
I mean, same.
The star.
Those pants.
Oh, yeah. His outfits are amazing.
Oh, my God. The pants. Oh, and the flips.
Yeah.
Oh, but, like, the head kick.
This fucking sad, like, it just, the angst here. I really feel like I am watching this, like, at a vid show, at a con.
Honestly, I want this to be what I see. I want pro wrestling to be this and the dentist match. Oh, the ref!
Yeah.
Oh, he does so many
kicks. You're super kicking referees.
You're lucky.
The, like, yeah, the mix of the, like, the talking and the music and the black and white and color, it's just, like, I really feel like this is, like, some fan's examination, like, very tender examination of the downfall of Shawn Michaels. Yes.
Oh, the slow fades.
Yeah.
And the gentle whacks. Oh, that wasn't a gentle whack. Oh, no!
This is, like, is it just me, though? Is there, like, a very, like, fandom gazy kind of, like, general sense of romance here. Oh,
extreme romance and sexual tension in every shot.
Yeah, but like, every just shot. Like, not just sexual tension between the people here, but just kind of, like, a sexual
between, like, the camera itself.
Yeah,
yes.
Like the edit, like the cuts, that, like,
oh, and the effects, that movement, and the editing, that in and out, yeah, movement right there.
Ugh.
The camera was doing things to the, its subjects right
the
there.
The star filter on those lights there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, very fan cam.
Slow motion.
I love slow motion. Slow motion with Brian Mulko's little nasally voice also.
Oh.
Like, I was a big placebo fan. I don't know.
Oh, same, actually.
Okay. I mean, that's not surprising.
Yeah, it's probably not too shocking. Oh, the flannel!
Yeah. You're obsessed.
I'm spiraling down.
Yeah.
You're obsessed.
Oh, this would win. Like, this would, this is, like, a really good fan bit, though. This, yeah, like, this would win at the con.
Oh, that was gorgeous.
Yeah.
What an experience to have, and to have here on Fan Fight. Oh, thank you for that, LB. Thank you for
You're
that.
Welcome.
What an incredible choice. What incredible things we've learned about each other and the world today on this episode of Fan Fight.
Also, that's, like, a good cover of that song.
Yeah, it's actually great.
And that's, like, one of my favorite Kate Bush songs, and yeah.
Yeah. It's a great song. Also, Placebo is a great band. What have they done lately? I have no idea, actually.
I don't know. I've been to a Placebo concert. Actually, I hit somebody in the face at a Placebo concert by accident, because, again, not stealthy.
Oh, no! You did a ninja hit?
No. It was, like, I was dancing and having too much fun, and somebody was close to me and got in the way of my elbow.
Oh, and no! You threw a bow!
Yeah.
At a Placebo concert. Well,
I did.
Looks like that happened. Well, thank you so much, LB. I can't appreciate this enough. Thank you for traveling back in time with me as well. I know it's hard. You.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. Like, it's not like, honestly, it's not, I wasn't watching WWE then. So, like, I didn't see this happen live. I saw this for the first time, like, a couple years ago.
Oh, God, amazing.
So it's still very fresh for me.
Yeah. My God, thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you as well, of course, to Jordan Mallory, our incredible producer. Yes.
Thank you, Jordan. And Daniel, I hope you're having a great time running up that hill on vacation.
I am. I hope that right now, as this releases, that I have a tiny dog in a pouch and I'm running up a hill and like this song comes on in my head. And I'm just like, running up that hill.
And
like,
then your rival pops up.
Fashion. Yeah, in my casual get up.
And then it all goes black and white. And then there's like little flickers. And then, I don't know, like Vicky or somebody says like, Danielle, you're obsessed.
That's what it is. And it's because I'm so obsessed with like breaking the land speed record for this mountain with a dog on my chest, which I probably has never happened before. So whatever record I set, it is the record. But it's fine.
I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
I hope you're having a great vacation.
Thank you so much. I do too. You know, I'm not going to lie. I also hope that I'm having a great vacation. I'll take that from my ninja brethren. And I will take that to heart. Thank you, LB.
Thank you.
Everybody, thank you so much for listening this week. I know it's a bit of a shorter one this week, but we hope this is an entertaining little sojourn into our hearts and minds where we do believe in magic, whether it's of the heart or just in general. That's what we have for you this week. We do hope you enjoyed your combat sports entertainment journey with us and also inner journey into the heart. Thank you, as always, to Jordan Mallory for producing our show and giving us fact-checking and keeping us on, the path. The path up
the ninja
that hill.
Path. The ninja's path up that hill.
The ninja's path up the hill. Please do rate and review our podcast because we appreciate it so much. We run up the hill for you and we love you and we thank you for doing so. And please tell friends, tell family, tell your fellow ninjas or whatever type of warrior or fighter you are. Thank you so very much. And please do share our good stuff. Of course, you can listen to all of our podcasts at fanbyte.com/podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Fanbyte Media. Or Fanfight, FANFYTE, on TikTok at Fanbyte, and of course, on Fanbyte.com. And you can watch all of our good streams on Twitch.tv/Fanbyte. And of course, you can read all the incredible wrestling coverage that LB curates and edits and writes at Fanbyte.com/wrestling. LB, where can people find you online?
You can find me on Twitter at HunkTears. You can also, as I mentioned last week, I'm doing a lot more podcasts on the Fanbyte Network now. You can find me on some of those. I'm now part of the regular cast of West Coast Office Hours, which happens on Mondays, which is a great pod for you to listen to while you are running up that hill, running up that road, or even running up that building. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum. Bum, bum. Bum, 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 bum.
I love it. I love it so much. Thank you so much, LB. If anybody wanted to find me on Twitter, you could, at Danielle R.I. LB, do you want to make like a running up that hill sound effect?
Sure.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Gotta get to the top.
I'm doing this for you, Kate. I'm doing this for you.
I gotta get to the top.
Happy 35th anniversary, Hounds of Love!
Bixby also adds, because she's hanging out in her baby Bjorn for dogs.
Yeah, she is a Hound of Love herself.
She is a Hound of Love. Tiny little Hound of Love. Thank you, everyone. Goodbye.